Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Notice, notice, this midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Hey everyone, welcome back.
Minisode.
It's time for a minisode. Isn't that fun?
We're all
minisode. Normal a minisode, just a normal just minisode.
Take a deep breath, draw in all that new energy. Blow it out. Anyway, how are you doing, boys? All right, I'm going to open it up because mine's pretty straightforward and one that people obviously want us to talk about, and even one that had me going for like a couple hours.
What are you about
obviously
to
the
about?
Barack Obama fucking interview about aliens set the world fucking on fire. To the people who were driven crazy like me's credit, he could have answered that a little clearer, or at the very least, the interviewer could have asked a brief follow-up.
He hasn't been the president.
I immediately clocked what he was saying,
though. He hasn't been a president for a long time. He doesn't think about how his sound bites are that much anymore. Probably
it's true.
I clocked felt like it immediately, though. He was talking about like galactically speaking.
I felt
of
like he understood. I felt like I understood what he meant, which I even then I think he meant like, yes, there are those things. That's what I thought he meant. That I thought he meant like, yes, like I agree that there are some strange like alien things occurring. Like those reports are real reports and that there are mysteries out there.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the universe as a whole.
But well, I think
he said, yeah, aliens are real.
I think you're both right because he has said the thing about UFOs being real on talk shows before while he was president and afterward as well. But like he never, anybody worth their salt. He never goes and says they are aliens. He just says, we don't know what these things in our sky are. We keep picking them up, et cetera, but there's no claim that they're aliens there. I just thought the way he dropped so nonchalantly, he was like, they're real. And then went on and explained like, but he hasn't seen them and they're not in Area 51, which of course they wouldn't be in Area 51. That's such like a pop culture thing at this point. They haven't been in Area 51 since the 40s, if they've ever been there. But then he also goes on to say, unless there's a secret program that keeps all this stuff super secret from the president, which, as we have talked about many, many, many times on the show with paperwork and FOIA documents, that there are special access programs that the president isn't necessarily read into. Doesn't mean they're aliens, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't mean they're aliens.
Yes, that's always the key takeaway, is it doesn't mean they're aliens. But holy shit, it like made him have to clarify his statement, which is kind of hilarious that people are
that's
so desperate.
Because everyone ran with it immediately on the internet. They were like, oh, he's saying the thing.
Because everybody wants a technicality every time. Everybody always wants a technicality, like as if it's going to come out. Like Obama just goes, "Ooh, did I really say it was real?"
Teehee.
Never mind.
Oopsies.
Forget about it. I was just crazy. Like, come on.
Tangentially, and even less believable, people also have been saying, and it was even happening today on Twitter, that Trump has a speech prepared.
This has been going around for a couple of months.
Yeah, in July. A couple months now.
I heard it got bumped up to May, like sooner, but like, I don't know where.
May the 4th, bro.
That would be sick. Trump would be my favorite president ever if he announced aliens on May the 4th.
I just don't.
No, it's not going to happen. There's no way in fucking hell.
The idea that he plans to do something that he wrote out that he's going to say just doesn't track with
me. That he doesn't blurt out on Truth Social in the middle of the fucking night like everything else he fucking yammers on about. There's no fucking way.
It just doesn't track. No way.
He's blurting and squirting. He's blurting,
bro. He's blurting. He's straight up blurting, dude. He's straight blurting. Yeah.
That's it. That's all. We just had to address it. Like, I was just mad. I'm like, I would have asked a follow up. I would have been just like, what do you mean they're real? Like, do you mean you personally believe they're real? Or do you mean like you know they're real and Nick, please explain what you mean by why?
Right.
But obviously he clarified himself the next couple of days.
Please explain what you mean.
That's all thank I wanted was yeah, please.
It's fair. You. It's a fair question. It's a fair yeah. question. After he that's says aliens are real. Me. After he utters after the president of the United States.
He just goes, they're real.
Utters the phrase aliens are real. Anyway, you know. Yeah, sure. Yes. To the credit of all the alien guys on the internet, yes, that was kind of fucked up. Yes. But thank you. Come on. But like, come on. But also like.
Well, I wasn't going and saying that he is saying that they were real. Okay, yeah. Don't lump me in with them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
All the alien guys, the general alien, the royal alien guys.
I only had the muck up to my knees, not up to my waist.
So here's what I got. It was Valentine's Day four days ago. Maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't. It doesn't matter.
I heard that on the streets. Yeah.
But I think one thing that is worth worrying about in this season, especially, and I think wickandbrew.com agrees with me, because I have for you, just in case things felt weird this season, some signs that you can look for that you may be under a love spell. Okay?
I would love that.
Fucking following.
So, just get me in case. Hit me with your love spells.
If it's not feeling right, you know, maybe there's a reason. Maybe it's not real. Maybe it's just a spell. So, if it's not feeling right
and I'm under a spell, then the spell isn't working properly.
Well, here's how you just think about your life recently. And if this is where you're at, maybe you're under a love spell. So let's just think about it. First thing, sudden attraction to someone. If you feel a sudden, like inexplicably, like this will often happen suddenly. And tastes remarkably different to your normal preferences, according to wickandbrew.com. And you get cravings, intense longings, lost in memory, sleepless nights, like almost like an Edgar Allan Poe character. And they say that it might be because the spell was cast over your energy field, which attracts you to them and makes you feel like there's something special, even if you don't know why. So the first thing is, if you feel like a really unnatural attraction to somebody that's like out of nowhere that you can't even explain, that could be it. Next one. Effects on your current relationship. Didn't think about this when I looked up this article. If you're already in a relationship with somebody and suddenly you're like ready to fight them all the time and you're like repulsed by them just out of nowhere, though normally you get on and you feel like in general you love your partner, it might be that you're actually being affected by a love spell and that you're actually longing for a different relationship than the one that you're in. So if you're in your own relationship and suddenly you're like, why do I hate you all of a sudden? What's that about? Could be that there is a friend.
That's good. Don't go to therapy to figure it out. You. Just assume it's a love
somebody spell. Might be after you.
That's fine.
Also, like if you feel strange, okay, that's another one. If you feel strange and you're acting differently. So like if your mind's foggy, can't concentrate, you start to do things, go places you never go. Suddenly you're like, I have never had Chinese food in my life. What am I doing putting myself out there all of a sudden? Or you're like, why am I suddenly wearing this fucking hat? What is this? I've never been a chapeau man. Like maybe that also is a sign that your desires and intents are being manipulated by somebody besides yourself who has different tastes than you.
These all seem like they could additionally be signs of a midlife crisis.
And then we can go and have a conversation about chaos magic again, can't we?
Yes.
And so that's one. So you know, like if you're feeling off, stop and write down things that are different and then ask a friend if they've noticed that anything's different and just keep taking notes if you feel weird. According to Wiccan Brew, that's tips from Wiccan Brew. And next one, dreams. Okay. This one is about going to sleep and having like dreams that have to do with like classic romance symbols like weddings and stars and flowers. It might suggest that magic has been performed. It's not like dreaming of the person. Obviously, that's obvious. But even just like love stuff is enough, if you know what I'm saying. Love stuff is enough.
What?
It to be in your dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Like, you just rhyme on purpose?
No, I didn't, but it like happened. And that maybe that means that I am under a spell of some kind. Also, if your behavior towards a person changes, a specific person, it could be that that person is the one like if you suddenly feel protective of somebody that you have no connection with, or if you know, if you feel like you know what somebody wants more than somebody else, like, no, they wouldn't want that, like that kind of thing. That could be it. And then physical symptoms are like tingling in your hands and fingers, energy surges while you think about them, headaches and jealousy when you're around people that interact with this person. And so that's how you know if you're a victim. And remember, this says it should also be noted that sometimes strong attraction between two individuals can just be down to basic chemistry rather than an external force.
No,
your free will. But
potions and spells.
Just in case you are in a love spell. Of course, they also brought along some tips for how to break a love spell that someone has cast on you. So if you experience any of those symptoms and you feel like maybe you have them, here's what you can do. Step one, isolation. Okay?
This is already unhealthy.
Isolate yourself. Yeah. The best way to counteract the spell, and they don't mean isolate yourself from everyone. They just mean isolate from people who you think might be casting a spell on you, because you want to be with people that you know and people who you are with in your real life, that you're really, when you really are you, and you want to encourage.
That's why I isolate myself from Margaret Qualley often.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like,
you're not going to trick me, lady.
Yeah, it's not about
your magic spells.
Yeah, you isolate yourself from people who might secretly be in love with you, not everyone. Next one is reach out to the webmaster of wickandbrew.com. She says, let me break the spell. As a professional practitioner, I can help diagnose and stop the spell from attacking you, and can break the spell completely and even reflect it back to the person who sent it to you and get a protection.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, thank you. I was about to say, what do you mean reflect it back? Make them fall in love with you? Then just go with the fucking spell, dude.
So the next one is reflect the spell back to the universe. So in that case, I think maybe that's what it means. This entails reflecting the energy and intention of the spell back to the universe. This can be done through a ritual and or a simple visualization of the energy and intention of the spell being returned to its source. Okay, so if you know it's there, then you can do this. You must be aware and present with your intention, focus, and your inner strength. After the ritual or visualization is complete, you'll be free from the spell. That's it. Simple as that.
Think about it.
Put it away. Another one, herbal remedies. This is an important one. Rosemary, basil, lavender. Those are all anti-negative energies, herbs. And if you figure out some way to ingest those in a healthy way, maybe a tea or some kind of powder or oil, I don't know, put in some water or whatever, that's a way to do it.
Wait, so me drinking tea every night before I go to bed is the reason why no love potions are working on me?
Well, which tea?
You've been self-immunizing, dude. Congratulations.
Are you drinking rosemary, basil, and lavender?
I mean, oh, you know me.
You love that stuff? Okay.
I love it.
All right.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you're more of a crystal person than an herb person, black tourmaline or obsidian are both good. That can help you from magical influences like black magic, black stone, black magic. You get it. Keeping them near you and respecting them is a great way to ward off evil spirits or unwanted love spells. And finally, the last thing they suggest is making a charm bag that has herbs and crystals inside and that are associated, the same herbs and crystals that we've just been talking about in a bag. And just carry them around with you and just visualize yourself sort of triumphing over it. And anyway, if you have any questions about that, that's High Priestess Memuna, who is at Wiccan Brew. And, she says she's well known and respected. She gives I think her portrait is AI. I'm not sure though. I can't really tell. I
hate that.
And she's a highly sought after spellcaster. So, Wiccan Brew.
That's what I'm gonna do. If Illuminati ever goes down, I'm going professional chaos magician for hire.
Dude, I would love to be a highly sought after spellcaster.
Yeah, you want to be like John Brown?
Like you're like a really rare magic card.
Yeah,
sought after spellcaster. What is that?
Yeah,
like
got a band name.
It's like probably like white or blue magic. I don't know. Like sought after spellcaster.
Yeah, it's like, a blue. That's definitely a blue. That's a blue card.
Well, there you go. Anyway.
All right. Well, Jesse, what do you got?
We have to follow up last week where we were talking about El Paso and the shutdown. Well, two stories, and they're both great.
Yeah.
So the Pentagon, apparently, the real air quotes story is that the Pentagon allowed U.S. Customs and Border Protection to use they just gave them an anti-drone laser.
Good.
And what? So, yes. Apparently, the reason why they were going to shut down airspace above El Paso for 10 days was because I don't even know how to describe this. ICE, Border Customs, all those guys had a laser and they were using it to shoot down party balloons. And by doing so, hey, this is a laser that can shoot down stuff out of the sky. They told not a soul.
That's really good to do around an airport.
Pretty cool, man. Like, honestly, it's foolproof, dude. I mean,
they did not coordinate with the FAA. They didn't talk to anyone. They just did it.
How are they dumber than the Nazis were? I don't understand.
Incredible question.
So this stranded travelers messed up the airport, did all sorts of crazy stuff. Everyone was like, what the hell? And this, of course, worried people because, as you know, last year there was a mid-air collision in D.C. We had all the FAA stuff going on when the helicopter hit the plane and 67 people died. So, like, they're not messing with this stuff. Anyway, literally today, three House-ranking members are requesting a classified briefing with the FAA on the decision to temporarily close the airspace over El Paso, Texas last week. Uh-huh. In a joint letter to several of President Trump's cabinet officials on Wednesday, Democratic reps Rick Larson, Benny Thompson, and Adam Smith said they're deeply concerned with the conflicting reports. Anyway, the FAA initially announced a 10-day closure of the airspace beginning early Wednesday morning on flights in and out of the area's two airports. However, the FAA lifted the restrictions after less than 7 hours. The Trump administration said that the stoppage was brought on by a Mexican cartel drone that had breached U.S. airspace. Multiple news reports told a different story, citing anonymous officials who said the FAA's orders were imposed due to a Pentagon testing a new laser technology on a party balloon. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford made the decision to close the airspace without notifying the White House, That's multiple different stories from different officials. Organizations within the government.
So sus.
Yep. None of it makes a fucking lick of sense.
Dude, fascism, dude. It's whack, dude.
It is. Despite repeated requests, not even once. Our committees have received little or no substantive information on your department's actions that led to the events in El Paso, the representatives wrote in their Wednesday letter. We request a joint classified briefing as soon as possible to gain clarity into what led to the closure of the airspace. So they're trying to get them to get into a closed door classified meeting to just say what went on because they have not said anything. And what's crazy is I don't think this is like an alien thing.
No,
this is some doo-doo behavior is what it is.
I genuinely believe some stupid idiot fired off that stupid laser. And the first response wasn't to say, oops, it was a weird tech thing or something. It was to say, Mexicans are coming with drones. Because that's the shit they do.
Covered
and
up.
When it's a lie, it just makes everything else a lie.
It's ridiculous. It's fucking, oh God.
It's so upsetting where I'm like, y'all, this is why people believe in conspiracies because they make up the stupidest lies.
Everything that used to be so wrong is like so real now. Like all the dumbass conspiracies that were like the dumbest ones are now like
actually real.
Real.
And we only have like an eighth of the files out there anyway. We still have millions of files we don't even know.
We're in caca land, dude.
My biggest thing right now is in a world where all the conspiracies that people have been hyping up for decades. We're like, oh my God, that's like real now. The people who were hyping them up are like, no, that's just you're just, no, that's lies. They're trying to get the president. And I'm like, that immediately exposes them. Why now do you not believe?
Because it's about being against the mainstream. It's not even about the conspiracy for most of these people. It's about going against the grain and being contrarian. And that is literally all that matters to them.
They've spent decades. Being like, there is a global elite pedophile cabal running everything. But when it was Hillary Clinton, real. But now that it's not, now that it's everyone.
Now that we found the actual guys in the cabal.
What's crazy is the fact that people are like, don't you get it? It will tear down the foundations of our entire world. Good. Fuck
yeah,
it. Good.
Burn it all to the ground. Fuck all of this shit.
I don't care. Like,
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Oh, no. The super rich guys won't be able to buy us anymore.
Oh, no. Based on honesty. Help.
I've been seeing so many. I saw a few like just TikToks on my feed of like, you know, younger Gen Alpha, like younger Gen Z rather, and like older Gen Alpha of these in there in their 20s now. And they're living in apartments and they're just like, I work so I can come home and I don't even have enough money to pay my bills. So that when I go back to work, all of my money is literally just going to bills. I can't afford to do anything other than pay my bills. I'm like, yep. Welcome back to slavery. Like, yeah, that's what there. This is. You're working for the corporation just to keep paying the corporation to keep working at the corporation.
It actually isn't you all the way.
No,
it's actually, you could just be living a happier life if
it's an unsustainable system.
Were in charge.
Yeah, it needs to come down.
It might not happen tomorrow or the next day, but something will happen very much like what happened at the end of the Gilded Age.
Yeah, it's not going to work out.
I think we've already seen the blow in the ship with Mamdani being elected, and I'm so fucking jealous of New York because I wish that was in Texas so bad. But like, that's the first I think blow of like a progressive.
Texas,
like
is
a
close.
Real progressive, like winning finally,
yeah,
and Texas like having right some there. Sway. Yeah, I mean Texas is its own fucking nightmare. You know, I live surrounded by people that still to this day blow me away that they exist.
Texas needs a special messaging, so it's a special marketing project. But I think
the amount of people that around me that say the N word and are racist to everything that's not white is fucking insane to me. And it's everywhere around me out here. And it fucking makes me want to jump off of a building.
Yeah. More people should openly hate that.
Yeah. Please.
Just saying.
Please. The times they've done it around me and I've confronted them, the thing is they always immediately are shut up because they can't debate anything that they're saying. And now they just don't really engage
about
with
that.
Me.
It's not about politics. Right? It's not about policy.
No, it's literally about morality and principle. That's all it is. It's not a political thing. It's about being a fucking decent human being. Yeah. God damn.
Anyway, don't be
Thank
selfish.
Thank you for listening to us. Yeah. Baby eating cabals are real, everybody.
Don't be selfish. Thank you for supporting us. We love you.
We love you. Appreciate you. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Everyone, welcome back.
It's ridiculous.
It's fucking, oh God.
Wait, what does that mean?
Oopsies.
Please explain what you mean.
I'm under a spell and the spell isn't working properly.
Again.
It's true. Just go with the fucking spell, dude.
No, you're not gonna trick me, lady.
Trump would be my favorite president ever if he set the world fucking on fire.
I would love that. Get me under the... Hit me with your love spells. Hit me with your love spell.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.